Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leadership, Theory and Practice by Peter G. Northouse stands as an authoritative text in the field of leadership studies. It offers a comprehensive exploration of the complex dynamics that constitute effective leadership across various contexts, from corporate environments to nonprofit organizations. The seventh edition of this seminal book, identified by ASIN B08VN5LN43, extends its legacy by incorporating the most recent research, including an enriched discussion on ethical leadership, diversity, and the evolving landscape of leadership in the digital age. Northouse's approach in delineating leadership is academically rigorous, yet highly accessible, making it an invaluable resource for both students and practitioners seeking to deepen their understanding of what leadership entails and how it can be effectively applied in real-world scenarios. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership traits and skills. The book delves into the perennial debate of whether leaders are born or made by examining the key traits and skills that constitute effective leadership. Northouse discusses research supporting the significance of inherent qualities, such as intelligence, self-confidence, and determination, alongside skills that can be developed over time, including social skills, problem-solving abilities, and emotional intelligence. The nuanced exploration encourages readers to assess their own leadership potential, highlighting the importance of a balanced combination of innate predispositions and cultivated competencies in achieving leadership efficacy. Secondly, situational leadership. A pivotal topic in Northouse's book is situational leadership, a model positing that the most effective leadership style varies according to the situation. The theory, pioneered by Paul Hersey and Kenneth Blanchard, suggests that leaders must adapt their style based on the maturity level of their followers and the specific demands of the situation. Northouse emphasizes the practical implications of situational leadership, providing readers with strategies for diagnosing circumstances and adapting their leadership approach accordingly. This dynamic perspective on leadership challenges the notion of a one-size-fits-all approach, advocating for flexibility and responsiveness. Thirdly, transformational leadership. Northouse dedicates significant attention to transformational leadership, a style that inspires followers to exceed their own interests for the sake of the collective good. Through the four components of transformational leadership, idealized influence, inspirational motivation, intellectual stimulation, and individualized consideration, the book comprehensively discusses how leaders can cultivate a vision, inspire passion, challenge the status quo, and support followers individually. This exploration underscores the transformative power of leadership to not only achieve organizational goals, but to elevate the moral and performance standards of both leaders and followers. Fourthly, ethical leadership. Ethical leadership emerges as a critical theme in Northouse's exploration, mirroring the increasing global emphasis on corporate social responsibility and ethical business practices. The book discusses the foundational principles of ethical leadership, including integrity, fairness, and respect, and examines how leaders can model these values through their actions and decision-making processes. Through various case studies, Northouse illustrates the challenging dilemmas leaders face and provides a framework for ethical decision-making, advocating for leadership that not only drives success, but also adheres to moral imperatives. Lastly, leadership in a digital era. Acknowledging the profound impact of digital transformation on leadership, Northouse explores how technology reshapes leadership practices and opportunities. The book examines the challenges and benefits of virtual teams, digital communication, and remote work, providing insights into how leaders can leverage technology to enhance efficiency and innovation. Moreover, it discusses the importance of digital literacy and adaptability in navigating the rapid pace of technological change, underscoring that contemporary leadership involves not just directing human teams, but also mastering digital tools and platforms. In conclusion, Leadership Theory and Practice by Peter G. Northouse is an essential read for aspiring and current leaders alike, offering a rich synthesis of theoretical insights and practical applications in the field of leadership. Its comprehensive coverage of various leadership models, from transformational to ethical leadership, and its timely discussion on leadership in the digital age make it an invaluable resource for anyone looking to understand the multifaceted nature of effective leadership. The text's depth and accessibility equip readers with the knowledge and tools to navigate leadership challenges in diverse settings, making it particularly beneficial for professionals across sectors seeking to enhance their leadership efficacy and make a positive impact on their organizations and communities. If you would like to support Peter G. Northouse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.